Welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Cat.
And I'm Robert.
He's not Joe.
Not Joe.
Joe's in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Minnesota. I pulled someone off the street today. This is have a random guy do your co-hosting.
I was hitchhiking and she picked me up, so that
I
works.
I did. Yeah, he threatened to chop me up in little pieces and put me in a plastic bag, and I said, no, come to a radio show.
All right, that's
It'll
fine.
Be more painful. Anyway, so Robert's new.
Here I am.
Robert, where did I find you?
I am married to one of your coworkers.
Yeah, one of my coworkers and friends, my crazy coworker friend.
Right.
Yeah, newly married.
Newly married.
Newly married.
We were married on April 4th, so just over a month.
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, happy anniversary.
Luniversary.
Luniversary. There we go. So, Robert, not Joe?
Not Joe.
Pass me the rice.
The rice? What rice?
You'll get it.
All right. Well, here's the rice.
You'll get it. Okay. So, I have a trivia question to help you guess what our theme is today.
All right. Go ahead. Hit me.
Okay. This is from foundus.com. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, how long was the longest engagement?
Longest engagement? What kind of engagement?
Like betrothed to be married.
Like to get married? Oh, yeah. I would say, well, after a year, I would think the guy would be smart and leave. So, so I'm going to go with a year.
Yeah, but the woman wouldn't be smart enough to leave.
No, she wouldn't let go.
We hang on and hang on.
Yeah, I know. I've noticed.
Actually, the longest engagement on recorded history was 67 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
What took them so long?
I don't know.
Okay.
I can't imagine. There was something going on there.
67 years. I know a lot of people who aren't even close to married for 67 years, let alone
engaged.
I know
people that don't even live for 67 years. Anyway, we have a joke of a hint for you.
Okay.
See if you know who said this, too. This is from datehookup.com. Sort of a hint. A good wife always forgives her husband when she's wrong. Do you know who said that?
Oh, a lot of guys. Any smart guy would say that.
Have you said that yet?
I just know it. I don't have to say it. But that sounds like it might be Milton Berle.
You are right. It's Milton Berle. So, rice, engagement, wife, husband. Any idea what our theme is today?
Weddings?
Very good. Hey, this is a smart one. You hear that, Cat? Dave? We got a good one. All right, whatever. Oh, I forgot to set my clock. So we're just going to have to wing this. So guys, when it's 27 or so minutes out there, yell. Call the station, send us an email, something. Anyway, our curious sayings or words for the day. I found a good one. Tie the knot.
Tie the knot. Where did that come from?
Well, from phrases.org.uk, there is a suggestion that this expression derives from the nets of knotted string which supported beds prior to the introduction of metal sprung bed frames. The theory goes that in order to make a marriage bed, you needed to tie the knot, like many such folk etymological...
See, I'm glad I didn't have to say that.
All right, you said you couldn't say the word, and I can't either. Etymological explanations. There's not a shred of evidence to support this idea.
It isn't clear whether this expression derives from the actual knot used in marriage ceremonies, or whether it's a knot that is merely symbolic of lasting unity. Knots have a place in the folklore of many cultures and usually symbolize the unbreakable pledges. Actual knots have been certainly used in marriage ceremonies for some time in the tradition of tying wrists of the bride and groom with twine. What's so funny about that? And it continues today with the use of sashes, which are placed over the principal's wrists.
Kat just sent us a little note there. It's called hand fasting?
Hand fasting.
Tying of wrists. Is that so they won't run away?
Oh. I've seen this done. I've seen this done where they take like a little sash, a little scarf, if you will, and they tie the wrists together, and it's very cute, but we didn't do that.
It makes the guy say, I do. It's
we'll
untie you if you say I do.
He can't get away until he agrees to say I do.
Wonderful. I have a top 10 list.
Top 10. All right. I like top 10s.
Yeah, this is from Little Fivers.
Okay, wait, there's not 10 on here.
No.
There's nine.
No. Yeah, there's nine.
So it's a top 9 list.
No, it's a top 10 list.
Okay.
It's a top 10 list from what used to be called top5.com. that's now called Little Fivers.
Okay. That all makes all kinds of sense to me.
It does. It will, eventually. These are the top 9 wedding songs for Bridezilla.
Bridezilla, okay. Thankfully, I didn't have one of those.
No, she was the perfect bride, wasn't she?
She was perfect. Still is.
She's going to hear this, isn't she?
Yes.
You're taking a CD home with you.
Yes.
Yes, Carrie, you were the blushing bride. She was beautiful.
She was gorgeous.
I've seen the wedding pictures. Oh, my
gorgeous.
Goodness.
It took my breath away when I saw her. She was amazing.
Oh, now I have goosebumps. Anyway, Bridezilla, we're back to number 9 top wedding song for Bridezilla, Devil with a White Dress.
Number 8, Regrettable You.
7, Paint It Black. Until I tell you to paint it blue next week and magenta the week after that.
That sounds pretty accurate. Number 6, Got to Get You Out of My Life.
Every little thing every little thing to her is tragic is number 5. I can't sing either.
Number 4, I Still Haven't Found the Dress I'm Looking For. That was the original version.
Number 3, My Mood, It Is A-Changin'.
Yeah, definitely. Number 2, When a Man Fears a Woman.
And the number 1 wedding song for Bridezilla?
You'll Do It My Way.
Those are too true to be funny.
They're very true.
They really are.
And, I've been married once before. This is number 2 for me, so I've already learned.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
I'm happily divorced now, so.
Yeah, happy to be done with the first one, but very happy to be on number 2.
She apparently is not getting a CD.
No.
Oh, it's always fun to find dumb criminals.
They're the best.
Aren't they?
Yes.
There's actually a website called dumbcriminals.com.
I'm going to look this up because I know that there's some good ones out there.
And you can type in just about any keyword and there will be a dumb criminal story about that keyword.
I've got a little story if we got a minute here.
We sure do.
I used to work in a bank and I heard this story. Whether it's true or not, I don't know, but it's from a reliable source. Someone robbed the bank. He was going through the drive-thru. All right. He sent a note into the tube in the drive-thru. And he said, I'm robbing the bank. I've got a gun. All right. So what they did is they pulled the screen down, said closed, called the police, and they apprehended him right then and there. Not smart guy.
He could have put the gun in the tube.
That would have been even better. That would have been even better.
Not but, smart.
Not a smart guy. No. He tried to rob the bank through the drive-thru.
Criminals are not always smart.
No.
Well, this one is called Too Dumb to Dance. You gotta love karma unless you're that person that karma is punishing in order to achieve total balance in the universe. Then karma is a, well, you know what they say.
Yeah. That's probably how these people view it, because they are facing hard time for perjury charges for faking injuries in a car accident and lying about it on the stand during their subsequent lawsuit, according to Daily Mail.
3 of the family members claimed that an accident they were in on the way to a wedding had severely injured them. Their injuries ranged from sore wrists to painful shoulders. The groom even complained his testicles felt as though they had been ripped from their sockets. Ouch.
Sockets. Oh, yeah, no good. That's when prosecutors played the tape of that showed the family members dancing at the reception without a wince of pain on their faces. They each got a year in prison for committing perjury. And if that's not bad enough, I'll wait till the jury hears what they really think of the bride's family choosing fish instead of chicken for the dinner at the reception.
That is dumb. That is dumb. I used to be a wedding planner.
Excellent.
Yeah, just for a couple years until I wanted to kill a bride. And we actually had a reception where the DJ was, done at 1 o'clock in the morning, ready to go home, and the wedding party wanted him to keep playing, so they threw him through a window.
They just defenestrated him.
They did. They did. It was quite the wedding. Yeehaw.
Yeah.
Oh,
good times.
We have story time.
Story time.
Yeah. Now, you got married in Florida on a beach.
Yes, at sunset. It was gorgeous.
Now, did you have a best man give you a toast?
I had a best man, but we didn't really do the traditional toasts and all that kind of stuff, but because I was kind of afraid of what he was going to say. So, yeah, we bypassed that.
Well, on hitched.co.uk, they have a whole list of the best man wedding toasts.
Okay.
So I'm going to have you read this one.
All right.
You can pretend that you're a best man and go for it.
I was a best man once, so I can do this.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, is there anybody here this afternoon who's feeling nervous and apprehensive and queasy at the thought of what lies ahead? It's probably because you have just married James Rank.
That would be the groom.
To those of you who don't know me yet, my name is Stu, and I would like to thank James for finally confirming that I am actually the best man. I've actually looked forward to this moment for a long time. It will be the first time I've been able to speak for 5 minutes in James' presence without being interrupted. Now, it's not that I'm saying James is loud, that he doesn't seem to break a fundamental law of physics that light travels faster than sound, because with James, you very definitely hear him before you see him. It's great to see that everyone is enjoying the wedding today, but I have to say that being the best man, you get to see what's going on behind the scenes. Let me tell you that it isn't pretty. Tears, hissy fits, chucking lipstick and mascara all over the place. Luckily, I've heard that the bride was better behaved than the groom. Now I am supposed to use this opportunity to recall embarrassing moments to ridicule James, but I have been put under strict instructions not to mention that the time that James' Fiesta door changed color, the time that he had the winner's podium from Northwood Stadium on our heads, or the time James' Nova started smelling of fish. Of course, James, I won't say a thing. My lips are sealed. The theme for my speech is this: why marry James Rank? What is so special about him? Over the last few months, I've made an extensive investigation, and I think I've found the answer. One reason to marry James is that he's exceptionally thoughtful. He's always thinking about his friends and family. In fact, he starts thinking from the moment he gets up and doesn't stop until he opens his mouth. I've been told that at school, his sporting prowess was legendary. That makes more sense.
Yes.
In fact, when he graduated, he was recognized as having made a major contribution to the school's football first team by sticking to swimming.
I just got that.
Yeah. He is academically bright. I once visited him when he was at Imperial College. "I'm done here," he told me confidently. "They can't teach me anymore." Now, initially, I put that down as inflated ego. But curiously enough, one of his uni mates knew the dean of the university at the time, and when asked about James leaving, his words were exactly the same. "We simply couldn't teach him anymore." Another reason to marry James is that he's very caring, especially about his appearance. It's easy to see from today that James is impeccably dressed, has always been the image of an image-conscious sort of guy. You know, he once admitted that his favorite forms of entertainment were TV, football, and mirrors. Well, in reverse order. He is most known for his care of money. As he often told me, the safest way to double your money is to fold it over once and put it back in your pocket. That sounds a lot like me. But marriage changes a man, and his approach to spending is shifting. Just yesterday, while mulling over the purchase, he blurted out, "Well, if you don't got a..." Let me try that one more time. "Well, if you got it, why..." Let me try that even one more time now. "Well, if you've got it, why spend it? I'm not extravagant enough. It's a lot of money, but hey, you only live once. I'm going to buy this right now. I don't care how much it costs." I was really impressed by this. And dramatically, James threw the pocket of ramen noodles into his shopping cart and marched off. Yeah, that sounds a lot like me. I can only assume that the reason for Mary choosing James was the opposites attract. I mean, from my fondest memories, I was walking into the garden to see a party, for a party to see James in the kitchen wearing a floral apron making cocktails, and Sam in the garden chopping firewood with an axe. They certainly are opposites. If the theme of my speech had been "Why marry Mary?", it would have been straightforward. She's beautiful, intelligent, and funny. She can look like Nigella Lawson, and she's got the patience of a saint. James, I can say with my hand in my heart that you are the luckiest man alive. And she writes a cracking best man speech as well. Joking aside, it's a wonderful honor being best man for. Today for James, he is a very special person in my life. He is a true friend who never ceases to amaze me with kindness. He has listened to me through many crises. He gives without the thought of reward. He is a super guy and a role model and a friend. And yes, we've had our differences, but nothing that two lawyers and a judge couldn't sort out. I'd like to wish the happy couple very well, and toast to their future happiness. Ladies and gentlemen, to the bride and groom.
Yay!
Yay!
Now you may kiss the bride. Oh, never mind. She's not here.
She's not here.
Okay, so we have some fast facts.
Okay, fast facts.
And you don't speak nearly fast enough, and neither do I, so...
Okay, so I'll
practice.
Nanosecond.
Oh, my gosh. From randomhistory.com, the Fijians... those are people from Fiji,
okay,
believe that the god Nagananga, who watches over married couples, will not let a bachelor enter Fijian paradise and will turn him to ash if he dies before he's married.
The Penan nomads who live on an island of Borneo, which is just southwest of the Philippines, maintain that women do not have a soul until their wedding day.
Because white is the color of mourning in Eastern cultures, white wedding dresses are uncommon.
In many cultures, the groom historically often kidnapped the bride, and the groom's friends would help him, leading to the modern-day groomsmen. At the altar, the groom always stood at the bride's right so that his right hand or his sword hand would be free to fight and defend any jealous rivals.
Nearly all cultures have showered the wedding couple with symbolic food. For example, the French throw wheat, Sicilian throw wheat, bread, and salt, and the English throw pieces of cake.
Nice.
Early Romans or Greeks threw nuts, dates, and seed-bearing plants. Bulgarians have thrown figs.
Excellent.
Nothing like getting a fig in the eye.
In Great Britain, it was considered good luck for the bride to kiss a chimney sweep on their wedding day. He supposedly had special powers, and when he cleans the chimney, he also sweeps away the evil spirits.
The Ozark people located in Central America believed placing the dried tongue of a turtle dove in a loved one's house would persuade him or her to marry.
Yuck. In Siberia, it is believed that it is a sin to remain single and that the soul of a bachelor becomes a... I don't know what that word is. I'm going to say heretic.
Yeah.
That remains on the earth to scare the living.
Yeah, most single men at this age kind of scare me.
Yes. Yeah, I'm glad I'm not one of them anymore.
Yeah. My latest dating story, guys. That wonderful service that I bought into, the matchmaking service that I will not mention because I'm probably going to sue them. They set me up last night with a man 54 years old.
Okay.
Never married.
Ooh.
Named Nestor. I didn't go.
I wonder why he wouldn't be married.
I don't know. Maybe because his name was Nestor. I don't know. But 54 years without marriage? No.
Yeah.
I know. Kat's looking at me over her glasses. I said no. Was that bad? I should have given it a chance?
Maybe, but...
There were red flags there everywhere.
Yeah,
We didn't. Anyway, from jokes.cc.com, which is actually Comedy Central's website.
Fun.
These are jokes, sort of. Sort of jokes.
Okay.
Now you gotta listen to this one. Two brooms are getting married. Before the ceremony, the bride broom says to the groom broom, "I think I'm going to have a little whisk." The groom broom says,
"How can that be? We haven't even swept together."
Yeah. A man cheats on his wife named Lorraine with a girl named Clearly. Suddenly, Lorraine died. At the funeral, the man stands up and sings,
"I can see clearly now, Lorraine is gone."
You told me you couldn't sing. That was beautiful.
That's as good as it gets right there, folks.
One Sunday morning, Satan appeared before a small town congregation. Everyone started screaming and running for the front church door, trampling each other in a frantic effort to get away. Soon everyone was gone, except for an elderly gentleman who sat calmly. Satan walked up to the man and said,
"Don't you know who I am?"
The man replied,
"Yep, sure I do."
Satan asked,
"Aren't you going to run?"
"Nope, sure ain't,"
said the man. Perturbed, Satan asked,
"Why aren't you afraid of me?"
The man calmly replied,
"Been married to your sister for 48 years.
Okay, Robert, what's the difference between a girlfriend and a wife?
I'm going to go with about 45 pounds. All right, so then what's the difference between a boyfriend and a husband?
About 45 minutes.
Oh. No comment.
There's a cat like that one.
I don't get it. What's that about?
Never mind. Anyway, moving on.
An engineer crosses the road when a frog calls out to him.
"If you kiss me, I'll turn into a beautiful princess."
He bends over, picks up the frog, and puts it in his pocket. The frog speaks up again and says,
"If you kiss me and turn me back into a beautiful princess, I will marry you."
Wisely, the engineer puts the frog back into it, or takes the frog out of his pocket, smiles at it, and then returns it to his pocket. The frog then cries out,
"If you kiss me and turn me back, I'll do whatever you say."
Again, the engineer takes the frog out, smiles, and puts it back into his pocket. Finally, the frog asks,
"What is the matter? I've told you I'm a beautiful princess. I'll marry you and do whatever you say. What more do you want?" The engineer says,
"Look, I'm an engineer. I don't have time for a girlfriend, but a talking frog? Now that is cool."
I work with people like that.
I would like a talking frog.
Yeah. So, Robert, what comes with the new divorced Barbie doll?
Hmm. Well, if it's anything like me, I'm going to say all of Ken's stuff.
Yes, indeed. For all the divorced men out there. Okay. Did Carrie watch any of the wedding shows before you guys got married while she was looking for that ever so lovely dress?
If she did, I didn't see that she was watching any of those shows, and I'm kind of hoping that she didn't.
Uh-huh. Well, wedding reality shows are a real problem.
I would say so.
Planning a wedding is... this is from crack.com, by the way. Planning a wedding is a time-honored tradition for most couples. It has also become a soul-sucking hell from which you will never escape.
Just the facts.
Wedding planning is a soul-crushing endeavor into realizing you will never have enough money to fulfill your fiancé's dreams.
Planning a wedding ruins marriages. And not just the ones that are being planned. Jennifer Lopez is a wedding planner in the movie The Wedding Planner. Planning a wedding doesn't seem to be that hard, right?
Sure, book a big room, ask your friend Steve to DJ, find a white dress. But thanks to the glory of consumerism, the majority of couples spend between $14,686 and $24,476. Oh, and this doesn't count the wedding ring or the honeymoon either. But hey, it's okay. According to Bank of America, you can just take out a loan.
Oh, my. Thanks to shows clearly designed to show the average bride just what exactly she can't have, the rising trend for grandiose weddings shows no sign of stopping.
What your fiancé is watching and why you should be concerned.
Say yes to the dress.
Oh, my favorite.
I can't stand these things. But anyway, here, let's give it a shot. Thanks to TLC for this, Jim. Basically, this is a reality show that follows the daily business of Klenfeld's, which is a super expensive by-appointment-only bridal boutique in New York. For this to be significant, you need to understand what a bridal boutique is. This is a store which they sell only wedding gowns. Women wait for 4 to 6 months to have the opportunity to meet their bridal consultants to find the perfect dress.
And here's why you should be concerned. These brides are waiting 6 months to try on a dress that they will wear once, and most of them cost more than your car.
Eesh.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I have another top 10 list.
Okay, great, great. Top 10 things.
This is from humorlabs.com.
How many are on this list?
7.
Okay.
Yeah. Mexico is considering allowing temporary marriages in which an engaged couple can decide how long their marriage will last.
Perfect.
Yeah, the top 7 most popular vows in a temporary marriage.
If anyone objects to this union, take a number.
Number 6, until some dude calls dibs, do your part.
Number 5, if anyone has just cause why this couple may not be joined together, just keep it to yourself for a couple of years.
Number 4, if you promise that you understand that your coffee maker has a longer warranty than your marriage, you may kiss the bride.
Number 3, for 4 years or 50 pounds, whatever comes first.
Oh, yeah. Bum, bum, bum. Number 2, do you promise to love, honor, and not solicit better offers on eBay?
And the number 1 most popular vow in a temporary marriage...
Please remember that returns must be accompanied with the original marriage certificate. Oh, my. That one is too true to be funny.
Good stuff right there.
Good stuff. Okay. So here's some ruminations from ruminate.com. I cried when my grandparents danced at my sister's wedding because seeing that made me realize they might live long enough to dance at mine.
Perhaps when toasting my bride at our wedding reception, I shouldn't have mentioned how glad I was to have weathered my internet dating skankathon long enough to meet her.
They say a dog is man's best friend and diamonds are a girl's best friend. I guess that would explain the matching diamond-studded dog collars we got as wedding gifts.
Just as soon as I turned on the lights in that old house, I saw all the mummified old ladies in wedding dresses. I realized that I had stumbled upon the House of Mormon Bates. Oh, boy.
That one's bad. So, Robert, we always end the show with a little Irish blessing.
Oh, a bit of an Irish blessing.
Yes, we both have Irish in our background, don't we?
Absolutely. Coffee's done.
GaelicMatters.com, because Gaelic do matter. 3 kinds of men who fail to understand women. Young men, old men, and middle-aged men.
Get your wife locally, but sell your cow far away.
Well, that is all we have for today. It's been a pleasure being with you. I'm Kat.
And I'm Robert.
And together we're...
The whole nine yards.
No. Together we're...
Cat Soup.
The best of internet humor on the radio.
Bye-bye.